You got a good voice. The Parnas HaChodesh, Shmuley Hecht, in honor of Dov's Lat, Negak Kiva Solkowitz, Shalom Ranch, Shmuley Davidowitz, and the official 8-minute Daf Yomi Committee. Meseches Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi and Esti Elbaum and their children, Tehila and Ruven, Lezech Nishmas, the grandmother, mother, Bella Woman, Bela Tzibor Bas, Ruven, and Eschus Vashidduch for Tehila Sora Bas, Esther Leah. By the King family, in memory of Dani King, Daniel Feivish Ben Yaakov Yitzchok, our beloved brother and son, who we lost at 15 years old. Danny loved learning Torah and was on his way to great things, and we'd be so proud of all of the family doing the daf of the rebellion, his zchus. The Shoma should have an aliyah. Samuel Ehrenfeld, in honor of the bar mitzvah, my grandson, Yosef Ehrenfeld, a name for my father, Olav Ashaloy. By Y&D Rosenbaum. Thanks for my new Gemara delivered today in Melbourne, Australia. I have learned the daf on and off for 16 years and hear bits of the 8-minute daf at times, but I'm excited to have joined Reb Eli Shear. I got the meaningful minute and art scroll interview sent to me by a half a dozen people at least and got really inspired. All right, so he's hoping to be on now. Matzah Shabbos. Really enjoying the style, although we prefer a couple minutes less of the intros and email. All right. I didn't plan that, but it just was the natural thing to do. Wow. By Yaakov Laska. Thanks for the constant chizuk rebellion, providing me with the schuz to be a part of such a chashuv chabura, chevra salimud. I hope Ezra Hashem to be Messiah this time. And if I do believe nether, I'll let you know. He says he's one of those guys that starts and stops. Okay. By Yossi Scheinfeld. The other day, someone complained about the time that was wasted at the beginning of the shiur. Assuming the person was serious, they don't realize that a shiur, especially this magnitude, has cost. People like the sponsor. They deserve recognition for that. But he doesn't chop. And he says, you could skip. It says it's labeled Amud Aleph. Go right there. Forget it. I was on and off Daf Yomi for years and got more consistent a few days before starting Shana. Okay. The kids are... The real reason why I read the emails is because somebody was asking me in... Okay. He's one of the characters of the show. If you heard it, great. Not. It was a Lush and Nakia tonight. We're lucky. Wow. Okay. That's why we're...
Saying goodbye.
That was his goodbye present. What is it called when you do it to a cow? You give it a... You brand the cow. He's branding the table. Nunu. Okay. Good Yisrael, they called me up, whatever, whole Maisa. They want to know, why do we have such a chasha? Why is it such a chabura family? How could other shirim do it? Well, one of the things is the emails. They have to start doing emails. Because emails, we get to know who the other person is. It goes from a virtual share, from an online share, to different people. Here's a guy from Melbourne, the guy that made fun of the emails, and here's the guy that says, good email. And we learn these names. Eventually, get to know who these people are. This is from Shaul E. I'm a new member of the MDY. I joined in mid-Chodesh Tammuz. I like that, because this has to do with today's Gemara. It doesn't say in middle of Chveis, August. Chodesh Tammuz. Enjoyed every day on YouTube during my early morning walk. The excitement, the clarity, the stories, the kibitzing. I also have two other shiurim, one of them for over 40 years. I dedicated Friday, the 9th of Cheshvan, to marry my wife, Neshama. She was nifted this past 9th of Tammuz. At the Levaya in the Shloishim, a famous Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood, and a prominent Rav in Flatbush said the words of Hesped at the event, and they both said her name, Echo Edna Tzipoyer. They read it as Adina, not Edna. We were stunned. They can't read. There's no Yud in the name. We are Hasidish, read it Edna, as Edna. This Friday, you did the same? So it seems to me it's a Litvish thing. By the way, next week's parasha, it says, Hoysali Edna. I sure hope no one reads it. Adina, Hoysali Adina. Listen, I saw it said Edna, and I get it secondhand, and a lot of times there's spelling mistakes. So the guy, if it says, Chveiz, I don't know what, Chaya, it says Yacha. I read the Chaya, like I know that the person that typed it in made a mistake. I thought it was a mistake. I'm sorry, it's Edna. I recently heard a story with the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, Prime Rosh Shiva, came a Chalamoy to wish a good Yontiv and asked, told him a Vart, and he left the Rebbe, called his brother, the Rosh Shiva, the Tzvasem, and he left. The Rebbe called his brother, the Rosh Hashiva of Sfasemis at the time, the Pnei Menachem, to his room and asked him, where in the Gemara does it say Reb Abahu? The Pnei Menachem was stumped. The Beis Yisrael said, this Rosh Shiva was just here and said a Vart from Reb Abahu. He asked the Rebbe the Vart, and when he heard the Vart, he smiled and said, no, we say Reb Aviyah. The literature say Reb Avahu. Okay, Bekitzer, the name of this email, the subject is Litvish Havara, which you heard this myself, but for the new guys, I was in Tzfat, and I was in a very good Tzfat mood. I was in Mincha Shabbos, and I have to remember the parashas in the summer sometimes, and the Bakari goes, he. Now, it says who? Hey, Vav, Aleph, but he's Chassidish, and he said Havara of he. He keeps on going, and he said he again. Great. Okay, so nobody said anything. It's Chassid Shavar. By Shlishi, I think it was, all of a sudden he says, who? So I scream, he! And the whole place turns around. I said, he! And then, well, what do you want? It says who? I said, no. He has to stop. Because if in the beginning he said he, and he is who, so if he says who, he, it's a problem. He has to take it back. They didn't know. They want to throw me out of the shul. Anyway. Now he says, this is good. This is Musar to me. First or second week I was in the shir, you spoke about how much food your wife prepares, and you eat Shabbos morning, and you can't eat any more all day, so you skip Shal Shuddis. Since then I wanted to write to you, but I didn't, but now I decided to write. He brings, the Chozim Lublin says, that the reason why it's called Suda Shlishis, Shvizeo Mekayim is called Gimel Suda, Kishnei Suda Shoshon, and Saru Roy, Vesh La'anom Memeno. The first two meals, he's starving. Hagam Shu Mitzvah, V'Koros Al Shabbos Oynik, Ach Suda Zu, Megal Shu Oichel, L'Shem Shamayim, Suda Shishis, Ki'enu Tov L'Echel. People, it's not only me. No one is really hungry. And you do it, L'Shem Shomayim, Zem Tak and Skulam. Kimar Zeshe, Af Im, Lo Yotoy, Vay Oichel Suda Shabbos. Sefer, Divrei, Emes, Chazim, beautiful. All right, I hear. I have to do tshuva. Okay. What's this? Should we start the shiur already? I think so. Okay, fine. Shout out to Shua Aaron Price. We already had a shout out to Shua Aaron Price. Okay, but this is from Yechiel Shrek. Shout out to Shua Aaron Price. All right, Rabbi Isai, Givaldik, Miragishdika story coming up towards the end of Amad Zayin Amad Aleph. But we're holding Boy Reb Zera, Davavam Beis. Oh, here we go. Barim's there. Isha mai bebalta acher. So we're discussing over and over when a person pledges tzedakah, karbon, whatever it is, and a certain amount of yom tovim, one, two, three, we saw the machloikas, it's one yom tov, two yom tovim, three yom tovim, reminds me, I was in a shul yesterday, and there was a chart from a certain organization about the sugya. The most confusing chart I've ever seen in my life. It's all five sheetas, and it says the psukim, and it's like, just to read it took me like 20 minutes. Like, I loved it, so simple, three things, three columns. It's one, and they went in the order of the Gemara, which is good, it's okay, but I think it was better to do it simple. One is Remeir, two Yom Tovim, three Yom Tovim, three in a certain order, etc. Five sheets. At the end of the day, a woman does not have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, as it says in Pasuk Shalish Pam Bashona Yira called Zechurcha, Zachar. A woman is chayav in simcha. Simcha is eating the basar of the shlamim in Yerushalayim. Yes, she has to go up. Once she has to be in Yerushalayim, she might as well be over in Baal Ta'ach. As the Gemara, a woman herself is not mechuyev in simcha. Her husband has to be misamech or how? By buying her clothing, depending on what country she lives. In bubbles, the colorful clothing, etc. We had the whole sugya. Is a white clothing meguhatzim, or Rabbi Melimowitz said, Olav Hashalom, said whatever the wife wants. The wife wants a couch. You get her a couch. It's not dafke the begodim. It's what the woman that generation want. So. But at the end of the day, she's not chayv in simcha. How could Abaye say yes? She's over in Baal Ta'ach when she goes to Yerushalayim. According to Abaye, she doesn't go to Yerushalayim. She's not mechuyev in simcha. Her husband has to be mesameach her with clothing. You're right. He himself doesn't hold it, but he's saying, according to your Zeir, that you hold that the woman is chayv to be mesameach herself. If she's not married, she has to be mesameach herself. So, according to you, she would be over in Baal Ta'ach. Ibarilu. Bechar me'masayim modim le'shana. We learned. Firstborn animal, you should bring it, give it to the Kohen in its first year. Shana b'shana. Remember the two words. Abai Omar, Misha Shenoilad. Oh, I want to stop here for a second. Just a nafkamina, beautiful nafkamina. Nafkamina, if a woman is chayev in simcha or not chayev in simcha, chayev in going up to Yerushalayim. So it says in Halacha that a person who benches and forgets, yalaviyavi, whatever, do you have to repeat the benching? It's nafkimina if a person is chayev or not. Now, if, according to the Shita, that a woman is chayev to go up, then she would be chayev to repeat the Birkas Hamazon, if not, not. Okay, stam, interesting nafkimina. Ibayilu, bechar me'masa menim l'shana. When it comes to bechar, how do you count a year? Abaye Omar Mishal Shenoilad, from the minute it's born, right? It's 1 year old. Ravacha Yaakov Omar Mishal Shenira Lahartso. From the moment that you could bring it as a carbon, which is what? 8 days. So Reb Avram Weisfish, our in-house shaykhah, left me a voice note, sent it to Yosef, and Yosef sent it to me, that it's very interesting. Bizman Azel also, as you're going to see, we don't shech the animals if they're less than 8 days old. So he says an amazing thing. A cow, a calf, you could see how old it is by opening up its mouth. Every day that's alive, it grows one tooth. It only gets these 8 teeth on the bottom, he says. And when it's 8 days old, it has 8 teeth. If it doesn't have 8 teeth, you know it's not eight days old. So he said that he was shechting a cow. He was about to shecht a calf. And he saw it had 8 teeth. So he's about to shecht it. But they back it up with the passport. Every cow has a passport. It has a number. And it says the date it's born. So they open up the passport. It says it's 7 days old. So they didn't shecht it. Can't shecht 7-day-old cow. Put it on the sign. Then the farmer came the next day. So he told the farmer, he said, you know, it says in Halacha by us that if it has 8 teeth, it's 8 days old, and your passport says 7. So he says that the farmer is extremely excited. He says, your Jewish law knows what it's talking about. The cow is 8 days old. I lied. He says, the problem is that when you do the passport, you have to go to the city. And I didn't have time for it. So I pushed it off by a day. I did the next day.
But you guys are right. It is. That's how it goes. It goes by eight teeth is 8 days old. That's how he says. I never knew it, but it's interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Amar. If the animal is available to shecht, then you go by the 8 days. But if it has a mom, so nachamal. If you have to shecht it as a bechor, so you're gonna wait until it's 8 days old. But if it's a balmum, so you can shecht it right away. You can't bring a balmum as a bechor. It has a mom, so it's not a bechor. So you're going to eat it now. As the Gemara, but if it's balmum, you have to wait 8 days anyway for balmum. How could he eat it before 8 days? The kim lebe shekala lechadashav. If you know for a fact that it's not going to be a nafel that was born after a full term pregnancy, we had in the Gemara 4 months, 5 months, depending on the size of the animal, so then you could eat it right away. You don't have to wait the 8 days. 8 days is for karban. And 8 days for us is to know that it's not an afel. But if you know that the animal was pregnant a certain amount of time, then you can eat it right away. Torah bar. Bech ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim, uliburim, ultruma shkala. So it's very interesting that the Gemara, Baruch Atah Adi Noy Lerim L'Chaylam, Shakur Niyem Ed V'Goy. The Gemara brings here things that are not brought in our Mishnah. Bech ben Nisan, the first day of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, L'chadashim, meaning that the first month of the year is Nisan. Hachayish hazeh lachem Rosh Chadashim, so it goes one. And then here is two. Sivan. Nobody had an argument, the names of the month and what order of the month. Just what is the first month? So the Gemara is going to prove that Nisan is actually the first month for counting other months. Uli Burin. So the Gemara understood that we, like our year, this year is a leap year. You add a month in Nisan. Well, the Trumas Shkalim. So, Shkalim. We're going to get used to Shkalim eventually. Shkalim is a very good Masechta. It's very easy. It's Geshmak, as long as it's not Erev Pesach. Shkalim. Every Yid brings a half a shekel, a Machzah Shekel. And from the Machzah Shekel, we buy Kurbanos. When do we switch over to the new money? Nisan. They bring it in other, and they switch over to the money when Truma Shkalim. They bring it on Nisan. So you should know that Nisan is the beginning, is the first month. V'yashoyimrim, the first month that you start the Shkalim. V'yashoyimrim, af l'schirus batim. If I rent a house for a year, chaval, this doesn't apply to me and all the other real estate guys. You rent a house right before Nisan, a month before, Nisan calls, oh, by the way, we have to evict you, or we're going to raise your rent because the year is over. What? 12 months? No, Nisan. Nisan, it starts all over again. Oh, I didn't have. Okay? So, schirus batim. When it comes to real estate, to rentals, it starts and ends in Nisan. L'chadash min Allah. How do I know that Nisan is the first of all the months? T'chsiv. Ha'chodesh hazeh lochem roish chadashim. This month should be the first of all months. Rishon hu lochem l'chodesh hashana. It's the first of the months of the year. Dabriel kol as Yisrael leimar. B'sol ha'chodesh hazeh v'ikulem ish seh. How do we know? We're talking about Nisan. Maybe talking about Tishrei. Because we're talking about Pesach here. Look at the pasuk. V'ikul lochem lochem ish seh levei sabayis. Seh levayis. You should take a sheep. V'ay lochem l'shmer esar d'abasa yom l'chodesh hazeh. The 14th of this month is when you bring the carbon Pesach. V'shachadu ha'isai v'chulu. V'chsiv shamas chodesh ha'aviv. Eizu chodesh yesh b'aviv. What month has the wheat is already ripe? Eizu chodesh yesh b'aviv. V'yom is a Nisan. V'kari le'rishan, and the Torah calls Nisan the first month. V'yima iyar. Iyar also, Nisan iyar. The following month also has ripe wheat. Mina aviv, it should be the beginning of the ripe wheat. Veleka, Vema Adar. So, here's Nisan. We're saying it's this month. Maybe it's this month afterwards. No. Maybe it's the month right before. Look, the wheat comes out a little bit early sometimes. Bina Roiv Aviv Veleka. It needs to be, most of the wheat becomes ripened then, and that's it. As the Gemara, Mida Roiv Aviv Ksiv. By the way, if you're doing a Sikkum, if you're doing this Chazara program, this part, this everything we're learning now, does not go into the Sikkum at all. Because this is all Hava Aminas. Maybe it should be ask the Gemara, does it say anything about Rav? Where does it say Rav? It says Aviv. It could be Adar, it could be Nisan. Ella, okay, Ella, that's it. New one. And this also doesn't go in the Sikkum. Ella Rav Chizda Mahacha. Arba Chamisha Asur Yoim Lachodesh HaShvi Basbacham is Tvus Haaretz. Ezu Chodesh Yesh Bo Yasifa. Which is the month that you gather? Havayoyim is a Tishrei. V'kakari Leishvi. Look at this. If this is the month of gathering, this red right over here, it's number 7. That means 6 before that is Nisan. So now here I know that Nisan is number 1. That you gather in Tishrei, maybe you gather in Cheshvan, like right now, because some people gather that. So Mela, the first month is going to be Iyar. It says 7, so 7 means Iyar. Bina Asif Veleka. Veima Elul. Umayshvi Shvila Adar. Maybe it's down here. Says the Gemara, being a Rav Asif, again, the same answer he said before that didn't work before. You need most of the gathering, not the first. The Gemara answer, that's the beginning of the gathering. No, I need most of the gathering. Midi Rav Asif Ksiv. Doesn't say Rav. Ella, okay, so we're going to Anubsha. Ella Rav, does have a Tariz Mishra Rabbeinu Leilaman. The Gemara is just trying to show that it's not, you can't really learn out of our Torah, out of the Chumash. But you could learn it out from our Torah. From Nevi'im Ksuvim. Midir Kabbalah Laman. It says in the Pasuk, in Zechariah, B'yayim Esrim Arba La'ashtei Asar Chodesh. Remember what Ashtei Asar means? Ashtei Asar is 11. Why? Because Shtei Asar is 12. Kolam Moisiv Goreya. When you add to a word, it's worse. So from 12 it became 11. So now we're in the 21st day in the 11th month. Hu Chodesh Shvat. So that works out beautifully. You see right over here, Shvat is number 11. Which would make Nisan number 1, and that's all we're trying to prove, is that Nisan is the first month. Rabbi Alo Mahacha, we have a bunch of different rayas. In the Sikkum, if anybody is interested and curious, you could get away with just saying, and there are those who learn it out from Psukim in the Navi. You don't have to really put in the Pasuk, the exact Pasuk, you just want to be Bekitzer. Rabbi Alo Mahacha, Vati Lokach Esther El HaMelech HaChashverish El Beis Malchuse B'Chodesh HaAsiri, Hu Chodesh Teves. So, if Blue, Tevis, is 10, B'chodesh HaAsiri. That means that Nisan is 1. Rav Kana Malacha, another raya. Barba L'chodesh HaTshi B'Kislev. Oh, it says Mufurish that Kislev is 9. So if Kislev is 9, which is also in Zechariah, so Nisan is 1. It's later on in Zechariah. Rav Yagav Malacha V'ayi Koru Sofer Yamelech B'Yisahi B'chodesh HaShlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan. Another raya. Here, 3 is Sivan, which means Nisan is 1. Rav Ashi Yom Ha'acha, Hippel Pur Hu Agor Lefnei Haman, Miyoyim Liyoyim Uchodesh L'Chodesh Neim Asur Hu Chodesh Adar. So it says it's the 12th month, Adar is the 12th month, and that works out beautifully. Adar is 12, and Nisan is 1. V'Yibayisem Ha'acha, in that exact passage which we just read, Hippel Pur Hu Agor, if you look on the side, you'll see that the beginning of the passage it says, V'Chodesh HaRishon Hu Chodesh Nisan. So it doesn't get any better than that. It says Mefurish. The first month is Nisan. Great. You don't have to do calculations. The Tevis and Kislev and Adar. It says Mefurish. Chodesh HaRishon. V'kulim ha'itayim le'amri mahay. It's such a great raya. Why don't they learn it out? Chodesh HaRishon. Hu Chodesh Nisan. Mefurish. Nisan is one. Dilma my Rishon. Rishon le'milsei. We're talking about Haman. How he's such a bad guy that as soon as he became Haman, he became in charge. That month, immediately, the first thing on his agenda was to wipe out the Jews. Chodesh HaRishon. So maybe it's Chodesh HaRishon to his terrible rotzen of killing the Jews. B'tani didon. Now, the Gemara uses this lashon a bunch of times in our sugya. Why are these not mentioned in the Mishnah? It should say that Nisan is the first of the month. It says Nisan has regalim, you have ziyam tovim in there, but it doesn't talk about Nisan being the first of the month. And that from here you see where other months are, etc. Says Gemara, Betana Didon, Bishanim Kamairi, Bechadashim Lekamairi. He wasn't talking about the months. He was talking about years. Nisan is the beginning of the year for certain things. Shvat is the beginning of the year for trees, etc. But we're not talking about months. Uli Burin. Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for doing leap years. Uli Burin, Min Nisan Meninan. What, you start doing a leap year in Nisan? We know when is the When do we add a month? In Adar. So what does the Mishnah say? What does the Braisa say that we do it in Nisan? V'tanya im Abrim Hashana lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we do Ibur Shana before Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi tells us, because then people will forget. It's so far back. It's a half a year or more before the leap year. So people are not going to remember. People that are far away from the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to know that they added a month, right? They add the month. When did they add it? They add it right before Rosh Hashanah. And they want that in Adar, there should be two Adars. They're going to forget about it. It's so far back that they're going to forget about it. Vimi Brua, anyone bears. And if Bezin decided to add a month before Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't count at all. Avo b'nei hadchak, me'abrim oisachar Rosh Hashanah miyad. But if there's a problem, the goyim are oppressing, whatever the problem is, then you can do it immediately after Rosh Hashanah. Vava bikein, me'abrim elo Adar. You should know that you only do Ibur Shana for Adar. Why? We actually brought this pasuk, but it doesn't hurt to see it inside again. Shomer es chodesh ha'aviv v'asisa pesach. By you making sure that the aviv, where the wheat ripens, then I could get my pesach, v'asisa pesach, I could do pesach in time. So how do I make sure that aviv falls out in aviv? By adding months. Because we don't go by the solar year, so we have to match it up to the sun and the seasons. So again, Shomer es chodesh ha'aviv, make sure that the month of the ripening of the wheat happens at time, but then you can do Pesach. This teaches us that the month right before Pesach is the month that we do the Ibur Shana, we add another month. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchok, my Iburin? So the question is, you said that you do Ibur Shana in Nisan. We don't do Ibur Shana in Nisan. We do it in Adar. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, my Iburin Hafsakas Iburin. That's when it's too late. Once you get into Nisan, there's a Rosh Chodesh, you can't add another month. You can only add another month before Nisan. Says the Gemara, this not. Hey Niidu. Who's Hein? We had these two names just recently, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Papayas, in Maseches Edius, which is a bunch of testimonies. So they testified, Shema'abrim Hashanah, call Adar. You could add another month to Adar, do other bays, the entire Adar, every day in Adar. Shahayu Oimrim Ad Purim. Others would say, no, you could only add until Purim. My time, demand the Oma Ad Purim. Kiv and the Oma Mar Shoyalim Bechazah Pesach Kodim and the Pesach Shleishim Yoim. There's a famous concept that you start darshaning and giving halachas of Pesach right after Purim, 30 days before Pesach. People are going to think, wait a minute, the Rav darshan right after Purim. So it means that Pesach is 30 days later. His wife is already starting to clean. She cleaned the house. He's going to do Pesach in the middle of Adar Sheni. And then when it comes to real Pesach, he's going to eat chametz. So that's a problem. So Rabbi Yisai, because it's Motzei Shabbos, I want to tell you a beautiful story. You might know the story, but it's Kedai Techazer. It was a story that was going around maybe 10 years ago. It was a very famous story then. It's a gewaldike hergishdike maisa. Now, even if you don't believe the story, every story that I say over has a good message. But it's a great story. It goes like this. There was a Jew, a Polish Yid, in Auschwitz. And on his walks to the forced labor outside of the camp, he noticed wheat. And there was a Hasidish guy in his bunk who had a lot of yichus. He was the grandchild of Rebbes and a Choshev guy, and he always counted the Yom Tovim in his head. And he told this guy that Pesach is coming up. So he decided that he wants matzah for Pesach. So he went ahead, and every day he would grab a couple of grains and hide them. It was a whole parsha until he was able to grind it and make. He made a matzah. He was able to make a matzah. He had some heat. He made a matzah. And he hid his matzah. One day, a Nazi found him with his matzah. So the Nazi took the matzah, stepped all over it, and beat the living daylights out of this guy. He almost died. He comes to, and he sees a few pieces of his matzah on the floor. So he gathered it, and put it back in his pocket. Comes along the chas and says, listen, you don't understand. The matzah means everything to me. I need to eat this matzah. He says, yeah, but I only have a kazayis. I want it. He said, what are you talking about? I almost lost my life over this. I did everything. It's my matzah. He said, I know, but it means a lot to me. Please give me the matzah. No. He says, you know, I know the entire Haggadah by heart. And I'm going to sit there with you by the Seder, and we're going to do the Haggadah together. You're going to have the Haggadah, and I'm going to eat the matzah. So the Polish guy tells him, listen, you know what? You could have the matzah, but I want the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is mine, you could have it. Deal. Okay. Huh? The schar mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Yeah, the schar mitzvah. So they made a deal. The chassid is going to eat the matzah, and the publisher guy is going to get the schar mitzvah. Okay. The next day, the chassid is in heaven. He just had matzah in Auschwitz. He's mamish. He's le'elam. They're marching towards the forced labor. And the chassid starts saying, Hoidi, and he's davening, Shema Yisrael, Shmon Esrei. He gets to Hallel, he can't control himself. All of a sudden, a ring shoots out. The Nazi kills him on the spot. Killed the chassid, he's dead. Fine. 60 years later, the Polish guy has a dream. Chassid comes and says, listen, I'm up here, everything is great, I did a lot of great stuff, I died al Kish Hashem, but I need the mitzvah of matzah. You have to give me the schar mitzvah. So, no, no way, it's my mitzvah. I want kitzur, another dream. The Polish Yid goes to Rabbi Unger from Chuk Hassam Soifer in Bnei Brak. He tells him his dream. So he says, I don't know about these dreams, I don't know. Go to the Rechma Sufi Rebbe. So he goes to the Rechma Sufi Rebbe, and the Rebbe tells him, Min HaYosher, you should give him the mitzvah. Min HaYosher. He says, Min HaYosher? I lost my life almost because of this mitzvah. I did it, I made it, I gathered everything. What did he do? He says, no, you give it to him. He says, I don't understand, Rebbe. I don't understand. He says, listen, this guy died as a young bacher. He had nothing. You lived 60 years. You have doiris. You know how many mitzvahs you did? You know how many things you accomplished in your life? Look at the generations that you have. Give him the mitzvah. Give him the mitzvah. So he says, fine, I'll give him the mitzvah. He says, no, you can't just give him a mitzvah. You can't just, fine. So how do I do it? He says, you go to the Aron Kodesh. Here's the key to my shul. Go to the Aron Kodesh when nobody's there and bring yourself back to that situation of that day. Remember, your wife died, your children, everybody's dead. And you're sitting there on the floor in Auschwitz, and you have these things, and you don't want to give it up, then give it up then. And that's what he did. So, you see from here, a big yesoid. Obviously, the story is not true. No, you see from here, a big yesoid. How do you get matzah in Auschwitz? Impossible, who's what? Okay, fine. But you see from here, regardless, you see the schar mitzvah, what one mitzvah means. One mitzvah. And that we're alive and well, Baruch Hashem. Every minute of our life, we can give him a mitzvah. Now, it happens to be, I personally would not give him the mitzvah. Why? Because there's a difference between a mitzvah and a mitzvah. That is a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah. Doesn't just come so easy. That's one of the greatest mitzvahs. Who knows if this Polish Yid ever had a mitzvah, that chashuv. To almost lose your life, fine. That's me personally. I wouldn't listen to Rechem Srikha Rebbe. I would never go to him because I know the answer. I'll say, no. Okay, fine. Anyways. Now, what does this have to do with our sugya? Nothing. No, it does say, Zazule. Yeah. I would have given him the matzah, but I would take the schar mitzvah. Yeah. Look, the Vilna Gaon did the opposite, actually. The Vilna Gaon took the esrig. He said, I want the esrig, and he gave all the schar to that person that gave him the esrig. So it's the opposite. But okay, there's such a Muslim. Zok the Gemara. Osi li zalzuli b'chametz. They might come. And here's the opposite of zilzul and chametz. B'mekayim matzo b'yiduro. Vido. Meda yediyo d'shatem abarto b'chush ben Italia milsa. Nobody's going to confuse. Everybody knows that the Iber Yar, the leap year, has to do with the certain cheshbon. What? Yeah, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. What? Okay. V'tani didan. Batcholik ha'mayri, b'havsoka loy mayri. How come our Tana doesn't bring down this idea of Ibur Shana It happens up until Pesach, because we're talking about something that starts. Pesach or Nisan is a beginning of something, beginning to regalim. That's when the kings signed their documents, etc. Not the end of the ability to stick in another month. That's a hafsaka. That's a stop. We're not talking about stops. We're talking about goes. Well, Drum Ashkolim, how do you know that Nisan is when you start with the new money? You have a whole pile. You have three boxes of shkolim, chatzi shkolim, and you bring it. You bring the karbanis from those boxes. Starting Nisan, Minalan, Omer Rabbi Yoshua Amar Kro Zois Oylas Chodesh. Right by the Musaf or Rish Chodesh, it says Zois Oylas Chodesh Bechotchei Lechotchei Hashanah. I want to point out here because the Gemara is going to say it later. It says, first of all, it says three times Chodesh in the pasuk, one after another. Chodesh Bechotchei Lechotchei, but it also says Shana. It talks about a month and talks about a year. Omer Torah Chadesh Vaveid. So there's an extra word here for sure. One extra Chodesh. So we learn from here, Chadesh Vavei Karbon Mitruma Chadasha. You should bring your karbanis from the brand new money. Vegamri Shana Shana Minisan. And we learn the word Shana in this pasuk, Chachi Hashana, which is talking about karbanis, to the psukim that we discussed of Nisan, that also says the word Shana, the Chsiv, Rishanu Lachem, the Chachi Hashana. Again, this pasuk says Chachi and Shana. As the Gemara of the Gemara Shana Shana Mitishrei. Well, it also says the word Shana when it comes to Tishrei, the Chsiv. Mereishis Hashana. So here are the three psukim. We just said this one. Mereishis Hashana, it says Shana. And over here, Rishon Hu Lochem Lechotchei Hashana. And Zayis HaLez Lechotchei Lechotchei Hashana. They all say the word Shana. Says the Gemara, very good. Danim Shana Sheyeshim HaChadashim, Shana Sheyeshim HaChadashim. I'd rather learn these two psukim one from another, blue and green, because they both say Chodesh and both say Shana. But the final pasuk of Tishrei, it doesn't say Chodesh, it just says Shana. So therefore, it's not the best Tzushtel and Zer Shava, and we don't learn from there. Again, when you bring a carbon, Tzibur, from the beginning of Nisan, bring it from the new money. Vimyev min hayashan, he brought from the old money. Yatza el shechiser mitzvah. Okay, you yatza, but you missed out on a mitzvah that we just learned. Shana. Tanya na mehachi, same thing. Korban is tibar boim bechav v'nisan mitzvah lov min hachadosh. Vimyev min hayashan, yatza el shechiser mitzvah. V'yachich is not the mishloi. And an individual who donates from his own money for the korban tibur, Ksherim. But he has to give it and give it over to the tzibur, and then they can use it to buy carbon tzibur. Pshita was a chiddush. If he gave the money to the tzibur, they could buy it, do whatever they want with it. Now the same lechosh shema leimserim latzibur yofa yofa. Maybe he's going to hold back a little bit. He won't give it with his full rotzen. I have to find the new sponsor for the turning of the daf. Here we go. Chumash Malon. Chiddush is, he'll give it yafa yafa. I saw, gonna get to this a little bit, not mamish, but it's good for us that the Tzemach Tzedek, whose name was Menachem Mendel, and Tzemach Tzedek is a gematria Menachem Mendel. He said, he had a shayla, somebody went into the Shalom Aleichem, somebody went into the Aron Kodesh, where there's a picture of a menorah and a few mizmorim, and he didn't like the way it looked. It was like handwritten. He was an artist. He took it in his own hand, he drew a beautiful menorah, and the mizmar took the other guy's thing, chucked it out. The gabbai comes, he's a little shocked. Some guy put he didn't say anything. All of a sudden, like a week later, the guy adds his name. Art, commissioned by so-and-so. That's a chutzpah, stop. Put your name in the Aron Kodesh. So he went to the Tzemach Tzedek and he brought it right from the Rashba. The Rashba talks about that the Gemara says, if Reuven would have known that the Torah said that he saved Yosef, he would have put, he would have taken Yosef and put him on his shoulder. If Aaron HaKohen would have known that the Torah said, V'rachav Samach B'libah, he would have had Tupim M'chaylois. So you see that people like when their name is written down, and you give them, so therefore, but they said, listen, it's not the biggest right, because over there, in a shul, it's very good to put a person's name up, give him the honor and the respect, because then it encourages other people. I'm just bringing it out because I always argue with these people. Write your emails with the name. Tell people you donated money. It encourages other people to do it. If I just say, oh, sponsor anonymously. Nunu. But you say guy's name. He gave $25,000 for new Gemaras. It makes other people think about it. So, but you hear, it's not such a raya, he says it then. Because the Rashba was talking about when he had a Rishus. Over here, nobody asked him to draw it. So Mechtes, he should put his name on it. Okay, anyway. Says the Gemara. V'tani didon. Yeah. Kivin niktani imhevi yatza loy psikile. I just want to finish up the sugya, then we'll go to the sponsor. The Tana says, since it's not 100% this halacha. The halacha is bring from the new money. Bring korbanos from the new money. But what if you didn't? You yaita. Okay, so it's not a clear cut halacha. It's not like you have to bring from the new money. The mail is not broken. Sponsored by the MDY Tehillim group. We turn to the page, sponsored. For all those in each Yiduchim, Refus Yeshuas, please join us at Tehillim.8Mindaf.com and the new parents of Chodesh anonymously. Oh, S'chus. For Shalom, Tamar, Chaya, Bat, Sara, to have her four Shlema, Bekorav, Bracha, Simcha, Arichas, Yomim, Nachas, from all the children, grandchildren, Omei. Yes, Rabbi Rav, the Schirus, Batim, Ton Rabbanon, Hamaski, Baiz, Chaver, Lashono, my name, Shlema, Sachodish, Miyam, Liyoy. If I'm renting you a house, typically, even Adayim Azeh, a typical lease is for 12 months, Vimam, Lashono, Zoo, Afilo, Yavadel, Bechel, Ba'ador, but if he says this year, and he's 1 month before the end of the year, which is Nisan. Also, loy shana. 1 month would be considered a year. That's the chiddush. Even according to the man d'omar, which he had in this mesechta, 1 day of a year is considered a whole year. When? We said by kings. If a king is a king at the last final day of Adar, that's considered his first year. Echad ben Nisan is his second year. This case is not so. Why? People don't rent houses for less than 30 days. Now I want to say, maybe I am the only person not only saying this year, but listening this year. So maybe the only person of 6,000-7,000 people that ever moved a house for 1 day. Me. Not me, myself, my parents. If you know my father, it's not even a chiddush. But we lived in Far Rockaway. He took all the stuff, got a moving company, put it all in a truck. We moved to Barabar. Took it off the truck, put it in the house, and all of a sudden I see him pacing back and forth. Says, oh no, this is not good. He says, nope, we can't live here. We can't live here. Calls up the moving truck the next morning. Same thing. They packed everything up, had to put most of the stuff back in the boxes, back in the truck, back to the same house that we lived in. He called up the landlord. Did you rent it? No? Okay, I'm back. Okay, great. Come back. One night in Borough Park. Maisa Shaya.
Why?
Go ask him why. Because he's a grunik and he likes to go on these little trips that the grah used to go. The grah tried to go. It was gullus. He went to Eretz Yisrael. Took him 2 years. He left his family. We don't know why. That's how he is. He likes to move. He goes Netivot, Bnei Brak, this, that. What? He didn't like the land. He said the landlord was not emesdik. Didn't want to deal with this landlord for a whole year. That's it. I'm out. I don't know if it's a good story. It's people, okay, now we understand the guy. Okay, we're starting to chop who he is. Now, Mechatesa, that the houses start with Tishrei. We don't have Pesukim or anything. I'm sorry, from Nisan. Maybe a lease begins and ends on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, Tishrei. Where did you come up with Nisan? Says the Gemara, Stam Ki Yogi, Inish Beso. We're talking about logic here. We're not talking about Pesukim. It's very possible, says the Gemara. You need to stay put in the winter. Even today, there's certain, in the winter months, if you own property, you know, you don't lease that much. People don't like to move during the winter. In the nice summer, you could imagine you have to schlep your boxes through the snow. In America, people don't like to move during the winter. So, typically, he's going to rent for all the winter. No, we hold that it might be Tishrei. Why? Because in Nisan there's also rain. There's also clouds and rain. Says the Gemara, when it comes to Maisa Behema, we count it from the first day of Elul. In other words, if I have a bunch of animals, who was it? I forgot his name already. Eliezer or something like one of the... If you're wealthy, you can't say, oh, I'm so wealthy, I don't have time for the Baruch Shalom. Rabbi Eliezer, he had every single year 120,000 newborn calves. Who was it? Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsim. Thank you. I think it was like 100 something thousand animals that were the Meiser. In other words, they had 1 million calves and 1.2 million calves, and he had 120,000 that were Meiser. But you cannot mix the years. Echad be'elul is the cutoff for the year previously. Mani Remeir. That goes according to Remeir. It's not Remeir Oimer. Echad be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema. Now, okay, so great. So Elul is Remeir. Now, Velur Golem, the Nisan part, Reb Shimini. Eima Seifa. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Oimer. Echad be'tishrei. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon say, Tishrei. Reish Reb Seifa Reb Shimon Umitziyasa Remeir. So, it comes out that the middle part of the Mishnah is Reb Meir. The beginning and the end is Reb Shimon. Doesn't make sense. Or Yosef, Rebbe, he. No. What happened was the entire Mishnah is Rebbe. He wrote the Mishnah. Rebbe, Reb Yehuda Hanasi, is the author of the Mishnah. V'nasi v'lali v'de Tanoi. But he took one Tana. He holds like Reb Meir one thing, and he holds like Reb Shimon the other. Birik Golim, so like Reb Shimon. Ube Maisa Behema, so like Reb Meir. When it comes to Reb Golim, when the king start, he holds like Reb Shimon. Now, if you recall, just say real quickly, going back to this, what's Reb Shimon? Because we went through the whole sugya, maybe it wasn't 100% clear to everybody. Our Mishnah goes to like Reb Shimon, right? We had the beautiful shard, 5 shitas. When is a regal? According to Reb Meir, it's 1 yomtiv. Then you're even about tacher. According to 2 yomtiv. Then you're, according to Tanakama, 3 yomtiv, you're even about tacher. Reb Shimon says, not just 3. 3 in the order. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkah. So according to Reb Shimon, it comes out that if a person makes a neder over here, he goes through Shavuos, Sukkah, and then only then Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkah, because then it's in order. That's Reb Shimon. And now our Mishnah says that it goes L'Regalim in Nisan. In other words, that the regal starts on Pesach. That's why our Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon, because nobody else says it starts in Pesach. We had a man that says Sukkah is the Iker. We have a Reb Meir says any Yontif, and then we have a man 2, 3, but Reb Shimon is the one that says Pesach. It has to start in Pesach and end in Sukkot. Okay, so knowing that, in the beginning of the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. The middle of the Mishnah goes like Reb Meir. But that's Rebbe who holds that. Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon. Rebbe holds this like Reb Shimon when it comes to Regalim. And then when it comes to Maaser Behemah, he holds like Reb Meir. So it's not a steer in the Mishnah. So like Reb Shimon. Maaser Behemah, so like Reb Meir. Yachi arba chamisha havu. So why does the Mishnah say that there's 4 Rosh Hashanahs? There's actually 5. One of the 5. First of Nisan is for kings. The test of Nisan is regalim. That's what we just showed. That baal ta'acher. First of Elul is meiser. I couldn't fit in the behemoth, so I put in a little behemoth here. You see, a little guy. Tishrei. It's Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, for everything, for a whole list of things. And Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. So now you have 5. Now, if you say that the whole thing goes according to Reb Shimon, you only have 4. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds that this, Aleph Elul, is not Aleph Elul, it's Aleph Tishrei. So you get rid of the green, the whole mission is Reb Shimon, now you have 4. 1, 2, skip the green because it's included in the purple, and 4, 3, 4. But if it's Rebbe, and Rebbe picks and chooses, it says, this goes like Reb Shimon, this goes like Reb Meir. All of a sudden, now you have 5. You have this extra one right here. What the Mishnah meant to say, it's 4 according to everybody. Has a work. Reb Meir, arba, dal, regalim. He takes off Tesva of Nisan because Reb Meir doesn't hold that you need 3 Yomim Toivim to be Oivim Baal Tacher. What does Reb Meir hold? 1 Yontif, you're Oivim Baal Tacher. So Tesva of Nisan goes away. So according to Reb Meir, you have blue, green, purple, and light blue. Reb Shimon Arba Dal Maizer Behema. And according to Reb Shimon, you take off the green because it's included in the purple. So you still have 4. According to everybody, you have 4. And that's why the Mishnah says 4. Look, over here, the 2 Nisans, blue and red, are the same month. So the Mishnah is only talking about months, not talking about all the different days within the month. So it's Nisan is one, Rosh Hashanah, Elul is one, Tishrei and Shvat is one. Meisvei, Shishas ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah lo Omer. So Omer is what you bring a bundle of barley so that you could eat from the new crop. And that's the Issa Deraisa to eat from the new crop until you bring the carbon Omer. Even Bizman Hazeh, according to almost every single Rishon and Acharon, besides the Bach. And we're not going to go into it again, but the Hasidim don't like to hear it. But Baruch Hashem and Baruch Park, they're already makpid on it, on Chadash. They already know about this Musug, which according to almost everybody, is Bizman Hazeh, even in Chutz Laaretz. Okay. Shisha B'Sivan Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Halechem. And what's Shisha B'Sivan? We just discussed it the other day. Shavuos. Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah for the two breads that you bring on Shavuos, meaning very similar to the Omer, where you can't make challah or cake from the new wheat until you bring the carbon Omer in the Beis HaMikdash, so too, in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring a mincha until they bring the Shtei Alechem, which is what? Almost 50 days later. Because the Omer is brought when? The second day of Pesach. And the Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos. L'Rava, listen to Shisha. L'Rav Nachman Yitzchak, listen to Chamisha. So now, what about these two things? We need two more. Omar Papa Kikachashav Midir Chayil Ma'urta. We're only talking about in the Mishnah things that start at night. Midir L'Chayil Ma'urta, like Kikachashav. Bringing the Mincha and Omer is during the day. Very Regalim L'Chayil Ma'urta Kikachashav. It says in the Mishnah, Regalim. What's Regalim? The Yom Tovim. Bringing the karbanas, we're talking about bringing karbanas, being over on Baal Ta'achar. When you're over Baal Ta'achar, I have a karban, I'm over after three Yom Tovim, one Yom, but the Mishnah is talking about a regel. Now I can't bring a karban at night. I can only bring my karban in the day. So in other words, I'm over in the day. That's what the Gemara understood. What are you telling me that the whole Mishnah is talking about nighttime things, bringing a karban and being over on Baal Ta'achar is during the day? Kivin Shitzar, the Gemara says beautifully. Your obligation to bring your carbon is immediate. Your oiver isra on Baal Ta'acher after this three yamim tovim. But it's not connected to when I could bring the carbon. It's connected to when yontif comes and goes. When does yontif come in? At night. You hear what the Gemara is saying here? It's not about bringing a carbon. It's not the first time you're able to bring the carbon. You are able to bring this carbon from the time that you pledge the carbon. So your chiyuv is immediately. It's immediate. Your isser of Baal Ta'acher, when were you over on being late? When the third yontif comes in, at shkia. Not when you're able to bring the carbon. When the third yontif comes and goes. Yichap. The third yontif has nothing to do with you being able to bring the carbon or not. It's a time. It's a timeline. When am I over on this and this and this, sir? When the third yontif comes. When does the third yontif come? At night. So it is a night thing, not a daytime. We're almost done. Don't worry. We're almost done. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Taka, mamish, nice. Rabbi said, look at this. Poof. Hillel got the first one. Unbelievable. You know what happened to me? I had one. Now I'm going to get an email. I had one, and a guy really wanted it badly. No, he deserved one. He's new to the shir. But he didn't like the fact that he got us one without I gave it to him. So now, what? You do have one for me? He's copying them. He's hoarding them, Avi. I bet you have one for yourself, too. No. He didn't bring anybody this year. What? I brought somebody in. I brought a bunch of guys. Yosef Shlomo Katzberg. No, I did bring. I brought your friend.
Who are he? Which one?
Who are he?
Yeah, which one?
I was on the phone 15 minutes with the guy, convincing. He said, "Okay, you convinced me."
Adam, give him a shout. Adam, run.
Adam, what are you? Adam, run. Everybody that comes to the shir is because of me, Gary. You come because of Gary? Hi, Royce. Get out of here. Can we finish the share, Gary? Yeah. Dylan wants to go home. It's late, and I have to prepare for tomorrow. Very early, boys. Should we go weiter? Why not? What time did we start? We have to make this less than an hour.
When
does Yovel chal? Look at this. When you blow the shofar. So it's not at night. It says Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brekoi, Domar Rosh Hashanah chal Yovel. Okay. So what's even the Shiloh? Okay. Rabbi Shisha Breder of Idi Omar, Kikachoshe Midid Loi Toli B'maisa. A new pshat. We're only, the Mishnah only talks about things that you don't have to take action. It happens on its own. So Omer, Shtei Alechem, these are things that there's human intervention. Why is Yontif Tali in a Maisa? Because the only time you can bring the carbon is after the carbon Tamid, which is human intervention. Says Gemara, Baltacher Memelechayel. But the Isra Baltacher happens on its own without any human intervention. You don't need, like we said before, you don't need to bring a carbon. What about Yovelos? It's totally in blowing of the shofar, so it is human intervention. Maybe I should have shown that late over here. Okay, here. This is when you show it, right here. Ravashi, Rabbi Shmuel ben Breki, that goes in Rosh Hashanah. Ravashi Omar, why in the Mishnah it doesn't bring down the case of Omer and Shtei Alechem? Arba Rosh Hashanim heim. Sheheim ba'arba roshei chodashim. There are 4 months. The Rosh Hashanah, the 4 months. The Mishnah is telling us the 4 months, and these are included in those 4 months. Be'echad, so it's Rosh Chodesh. Be'echad b'shvat ki b'shamay. What? So the Mishnah is telling us a case that goes only according to the Shammai. We don't pass the b'shamay. We know that two b'shvat is the Rosh Hashanah, not on the first of the month. Hakigam. Rabbosai, have a wonderful week. And tomorrow we shall be here, Be'ezra Hashem, at 7:50.